Vayter in Shas, Firin Shfuah Staf Yud Tes. Bringing up on Yud Chesem Beis Bada Bam on the page, a third of the way up. Next part of the Mishnah. This is going to take us to the end of the Perek. Here we go. We zucked in the next part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. We are now discussing the ideas about a person is going to bring a carbon ola v'yored, or Tumas Mikdash v'kadoshav. And the Mishnah earlier was talking about the one's going to be chayev to this carbon when he did something when he had a helem, or let's say he forgot about the place itself was a certain level of kedusha, whatever it is. So then the Mishnah continued, said Rabbi Eliezer Omer, just read you the end of the Mishnah, Hasheretz v'nelem and the pasuk says Hasheretz, and it was concealed from him. Which is telling you is that helem sheretz chayev enu chayev al helem mikdash, only if you didn't know that you were tame, but not if you didn't know where the place was that you're in the mikdash. And Rabbi Kiva said, Rabbi Kiva Omer, I'm reading the end of the Mishnah again, v'nelem imenu v'hu tame, that it was concealed from him and he was tame, al helem tuma chayev v'enu chayev al helem mikdash. So the first one says on Helam Sheretz and not Helam Mikdash. Now he's saying Helam Tuma and not Sheretz Mikdash. And Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Vinelam Vinelam Shtei Pa'amim, L'chayv Al Helam Tuma V'Al Helam Mikdash. Now, my Binayu, what's in between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva? Right? Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva are the first two opinions. What's the difference between the two of them? Amar Chizkiah, Sheretz and Nevela, Ikebenah. The difference between them is the Tumah of a Sheretz and the Tumah of Nevela. Right? A Nevela is the body of any non-kosher animal, or kosher one that died without being shechted properly. That's something which is going to be Tumah, and so is the Sheretz. So Rabbi Eliezer says that you're going to be Chayev for going into the Mikdash when you're Tumah, but Inan ad yada ibe sheretz itma ibe nevela itma. You need to know the person who's now tamei, whether he became tamei through a sheretz or became tamei through a nevela. Rabbi Kiva Savar, lo binin ad yada. You don't have to have this idea that he knows how he became tamei. The kevin diyada the itrim be'olam. Once he knows that he became tamei, in some case, however it was, lo tzarchi b'sheretz itma yibenevel itma. Doesn't matter how he became tamei. V'chein amar ula sheretz nevel ika benayel. The difference between sheretz nevel. The ula rami the Rabbi Eliezer the Eliezer. You know how we know this because ula found that we have a contradiction between Rabbi Eliezer and another Eliezer. Umashani, and the way that he fixes it up is he explains that. Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Umashani, and he fixed it up. Where do we see that? Because me, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, be'inan ad yada b'sharet mitmei v'nevela. Did Rabbi Eliezer really say that that's true or amini? But it goes against something else. It says Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says manavshach. Either way, you're going to be tamei. Chaylev achol chayev, noser achol chayev. If a person eats chaylev, he's going to have to make chatas. Noser chayev. Shabbos chilul chayev. Also, if a person was Michal Shabbos, he's Chayev. Yom Kippur, Michal Chayev. Ishto Nida Ba'al Chayev, Achoso Ba'al Chayev. Amar Rabbi Yoshua, right? No matter what these cases are, he's going to be Chayev Achatas. So even though he doesn't know the specific one, Rabbi Eliezer is going to say he's going to be Chayev to bring Achatas. See, now, Amar Rabbi Yoshua, Hari Omer, the Pasuk says, Oh, Hoda Yilav, Chatas Asher Chatabo. If it became known to him, his sin, that he sinned in it. From this, you can see that there's no Chayev until ad shivada lecha b'me'achata, until you know exactly what it is that the person sinned in. So where's the contradiction over here? Right, Ula's pointing out that when it comes to the carbon ola v'yored by Tumas Mikdash, he says the person has to know the specific tumah he got, but in reference to a regular chatas, he's saying that a person is going to be chayv, even if he doesn't know exactly what the karis is going to be. Umashani had the answer up, Hasam, he said over there, by the chatas, asher chata v'hevi amar achmana. It says that it became known to him that he did an avera, and he'll bring a carbon, chet kolshu, which means it doesn't matter what it is he's going to bring. Hacha, but over here, in reference to the carbon oil of Yeridit, Michti, Ksiv, it says, Bechol Dover Tamei, someone going to touch anything Tamei, Oben Nivla Sheretz Tamei, Lamali, since it says Bechol Dover Tamei, so why do I have to pasuk to say afterwards, Oben Nivla Sheretz Tamei? Shema Minal, and fear, but in an Adiyade, Ibe Sheretz Tamei, Ibe Nivet Me, you have to know which one it was, either this one or that one. So we see from here, in reference to the carbon oil of Yeridit, Thomas Mikdashav, Ula is going to explain Rabbi Eliezer to necessitate knowing the specific type of tama. V'Rabbi Akiva, what about Rabbi Akiva? Why doesn't it make a difference? ID, Beep, turn the page. The Torah needed to write the body of a behema that's tame and that of a chaya that's tame. Lichid the Rebbe, because of what Rebbe learns out, says Rashi repair kama, we saw akra ani chaya behema lama nemra, we saw that early in the sign. That the Torah that's talking about the different chatos, the bodies of a chaya and the bodies of a behema are ideas of tuma. And the Gemara brings Rebbe, who points out that this is, you're repeating yourself because it's learned out somewhere else that the word chaya can also be talking about a behema as well. So therefore, why are you talking about a behema? You don't need it. And they explain over there what's going on. So therefore, it's necessary for the Torah to specify that of a chaya and that of a behema also because of what he says. Ksiv nami sheretz, Torah also writes sheretz. Kedatana de Rebbe Yishmael, kol parsha shenemer v'nishnes, any Torah which says and is repeated, lo nishnes ele b'shul davish and ischadishba, is only there in order for the something which is going to be new, some sort of chiddush that's coming up. The Rebbe Eliezer, hi, ba, my avid ba, what is he doing with the word ba in the pasuk? Prat l'misasi, he's come to exclude someone from bringing a chatas, who did a case of misasek when he's not really paying attention to what he's Rashi says b'davar heter ubeliyadu iser v'lo neskaven legufa shelzu kigon neskaven lachtoches a talosh, he had a mind to go and cut something that's already cut v'chatoches mechuber, he did think that's mechuber or neskaven leishto v'ari achoso ima v'mita v'nishmita ishto uba achoso tachte v'ezu chayev neskaven lachtof Kasavar Talosh Vinimsa Mechubar, Ksavar Hayom Chol or Kasavar Malacha Zu Muteris, and we come back from the Zu Niskavin. That's a case where he's going to be Chayev when he had in mind to actually do it, but so Chayev Niskavin Lachto Kasavar Talosh. Hold on, what's Amasasek? In the case, we have two plants that are in front of him in the ground, right? And one's attached, one's not attached anymore, and he had in mind to cut the thing that's detached, right, into pieces, and accidentally cut the attached one, that's doing a malacha of kotzer. He's not chayev because he never intended to do that act at all. Now, the chatas applies only in the case when the person intended to do the act but didn't realize that it's usser, right? So he cut the plant that he intended to cut, but he thought it was detached, and it really was attached, and it's going to be usser to cut. Since this very act, which has full intention to do, was actually usser, there's no exemption from a chatas. And if you had in mind to cut the attached thing but didn't realize that it was Shabbos or that reaping is usser and Shabbos, then it's going to be chayev to go to bring a chatas. Zakta Gemara Vayter. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mashmos Darshan Ike Benayo. The difference between the two of them is whether the Mashmos, you darshan things that are Mashma. V'chein amar v'sheishes, mashmos darshin ikir b'nayu, v'sheishes machlif der b'Eliezer, der b'Yakiva, der b'Kiva, der b'Eliezer. V'sheishes, he would switch the statements of Rabbi Eliezer with that of Rabbi Kiva and that of Rabbi Kiva with Rabbi Eliezer, right? When he teach a Mishnah to his students, he wasn't careful to, you know, of which one was Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Kiva. And sometimes he would say a statement of Rabbi Eliezer to Rabbi Kiva and vice versa, but if there's a practical difference between them, and he would have been more careful to say exactly which one it was. Because he didn't do that, he must tell Rav Yochanan that there's no practical difference that's really between the two of them. Okay, we had mentioned that both according to Rav Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, they said that you're chayev tumas mikdash v'kadashav, you're going to be a carbon olav yored, only if you forgot that you are tummy. Not if you forgot that the makum a mikdash is a makum a mikdash. Let's say you have helam zev v'zeh, the tuma and at the place. Ma, what's going to be the din over there? Since you have the issue, since you have the fact that, oh, I forgot I was tummy, so maybe you're going to be chayev, or no, I forgot that this is the mikdash, and I'm not going to be chayev, because that's not when you're, you know, it doesn't apply. Amar lei, Rav Nachman said back. Amar lei, hare helam tumah biyado v'chayev. You have the helam tumah, you have it, you're going to be chayev. He says back, adarabah, hare helam mikdash biyado v'pater. Amar avashi chazinan, im tumah kaparish, if he leaves the mikdash because of the fact that he realizes tameh, hare helam tumah biyado v'chayev. Right? If he leaves the mikdash because of the fact that he didn't know that, then this is going to be a case of helam tumah biyado, and then he's going to have to do the carbon oil yod. Rashi says, igloi milsa shebiyasa lemikdash b'shvil helam tumahi. And you clearly see that that's the reason. Imi mikdash kaparish, if he leaves the mikdash because of the fact that he realizes it's the mikdash, shehelam mikdash biyado upater. What are you talking about? Klum parish mi mikdash elam mishum tumah? Does he leave when he becomes aware of the mikdash for any reason other than the fact that he also knows because of the fact that he was tameh? In other words, like, fine, you figure it's a mikdash, but then also you realize the fact that you were tameh. Says Rashi, kishodiu echad mehem sham sam al libo lomar mabakach umikach umiktoch kach niskar al sheni mikom akam helam shteyam hayabiyada. You had both of them over there. Klum parish mituma elam yishum mikdash. Or does he leave because of the fact of tuma other than the fact that he's because he knows he's in the mikdash? Eloshna. There's no difference. I don't care which one led to what. Either way, both of them are going to be the fact that he's going to chayv a carbon ola ve yored. Tanu Rabbanan. Now, how much awareness do you have to have before going into the Beis Hamikdash in order to become chayv for the ola ve yored? Tanu Rabbanan. Shnei shvilim. There's two paths. Echatame vechatar. One of them, there's tamei. One of them is tar, and you're not sure which one it is. V'halach b'yishon v'lo nichnas. And he went through the first path. And then maybe his tummy, and he didn't go into the Beis Hamikdash, but Shane even Nichnas, then he walked to the second path, and now in this case, he's definitely tummy, and then he goes in to the Mikdash, not realizing, right? Rashi says, V'chazav v'halach b'sheni, v'yadash halach b'shneim, v'rehu tummy, v'adai, v'nichnas l'mikdash, v'helam tumah, sh'nsalim menu tumah, once again, chayev, he's going to be chayev to bring. Rashi says, carbon ol v'yarit, sheish kan v'tchili yediyah v'dai, so for sure you knew. Halach v'yishon v'nichnas, let's say he went to the first one, in the first path, and he's maybe tummy, then he went into the Mikdash. Rashi says, v'yadu shu safek tummy, v'nichnas l'mikdash, v'helam tumah, sh'shachach hiluchah b'shuzen, he forgot. Then he's a vishana vitaval. He then does the hazah, and on the third day and the seventh day he goes to the mikvah. V'achekach b'sheni halach b'sheni v'nichas. Then he goes on the second path, and then again he's only possibly maybe tamei tamei safik. And then he goes into Beis Hamikdash again chayev. Then he's going to be chayev to go ahead to bring a korban. Rashi says, "O machmas bi rishona, O machmas bi shnia. The man of shach, I bi rishona, O bi shnia, b'tumah." So either way, he's going to be tumah one of them. Rishimun poter. Rishimun says, "In that case, he's going to be poter." Rashi says, "The inkan ma'achas mikulam yediyah vados b'tchila." There's not that vados in the beginning. Shaf yediyah tchila shel shvil shnei sveikahi sherei tahar lo mitumasav rishona im a rishon hu tumay. Rabbi Shimon ben back in the word Shimon Yehuda poter bekula mishum Rabbi Shimon, and he passes both. Rashi says after Rishon will come in the first on the number base. We're going to explain what that is. Now bekula, you want to say Rabbi Shimon really is going to pater in all cases? Beep, turn the page. Just as a base, v'afil bekamaisa, even in the first case, says Rashi kadosh b'tamia miman of shach tamehu kodem shenichnas haya tame vaday v'yedias vaday hava le b'tchila. He's for sure he was tame. He knew that. Iman of Shachta Meo Amarava, how come I skin? We're talking about he goes Shalach Bishon, he goes to the first path. Ubisha, Shalach Bashani, Shachal Shalach Bishon. When he goes to the second, he forgot when in the first one. The Havili Mixas idea is a partial case of idea. Baha, come if clean. That's what they're arguing over. Tanakama, Savar Amin, and Mixas idea, Kikol idea. Tanakama says that we're going to Rishimon, we say that a partial awareness is like a full awareness. Rishimon, Savar, Lormina Mixas idea, Kikol idea. We don't say such a thing. Now, second case of the Brayer says Halach b'Rishon v'Nichnas. Let's say he goes through the first path, then he goes to the Beit Mikdash. He's a Vishana v'Tavah. Then he goes and does Hazah, and then he does a second Hazah, and then he goes to the Tefillah and the Mikvah. Yeah, after that, and he's totally Tahor. V'Chazah Halach b'Shani v'Nichnas. He does it again. Chayev or B'Shem and Poter. My Chayev Safek Idea. Why would you be Chayev? It's a Safek Idea. It's only his awareness is one of only possible tuma. Amar Yochan kind of also suffic yediyah ki yediyah. Over here, the Chachamim made a suffic one like a yediyah. For Yishlakish Amar, Yishlakish says, Hamani, who is that go like? Rabbi Yishmal. He damar lo ba'in yediyah b'tchila. He's the one who says, you don't have to have a yediyah b'tchila in order to be chayav. V'ramid Rabbi Yochanan ad de Rabbi Yochanan, v'ramid de Reish Lakish ad de Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan said that the Tanakamis holds that a Safik Yediya is enough to make somebody Chayev, and the fact that Reish Lakish doesn't explain the Tanakama in the same way shows Reish Lakish holds that there's no Tana who says that initial awareness. Who says you need initial awareness, but it considers a suffix enough. So now we have a bit of a contradiction. Let's say a person ate a questionable if it was chalev or not. They have a kazais of suffix chalev, and then vinoda, and then they knew, and he ate it. Suffix chalev vinoda. And he did it again. He had this food in front of him. He wasn't sure if it was chalif, fat, which is asr to eat, or shuman, which is mutar to eat. And he goes ahead, and what does he do? He has a kezias. Rashi says, Vinoda is Vinoda l'achizman, shu safik chalif. Then he's like, what? Vareyu ba'asham taloi. Now he's given asham taloi. V'chazav achal safik chalif, Vinoda lo b'safik chalif v'achal, safik chalif v'noda. Rabbi Omer, kishim shem v'chatas al kol echad v'echad, just like he brings a chatas for each one of these things. When he realized afterwards that he definitely did the wrong thing, kach maybe asham talei kol echad v'echad, so he would give an asham talei in each one of them. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, or Rabbi Shimon, and maybe el asham talei echad, just brings one asham talei. Shenem, as the pasuk says, al shigigasa asher shagag, that he brings for the shigasa the shagag. Gatar ribsa shigagos harbe v'asham talei echad. They put many of these shigagos into one asham talei. From Reish Lakish, in reference to that, Reish Lakish says, "Kan shana Rabbi Yedios Sveikos Mischalkus Chatos." Here, Rabbi taught that the Yedios Sveikos, awareness of Sveikos, of maybe, is separate. In reference to the Karbonos Chatos, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, "Kishem Shedios Vade Be'Alma Mischalkus Chatos." Just like in other cases, right? In a case like you definitely ate chalev, then awareness of certainty is going to bring you chai of many. That as well, right? So therefore, that of Rabbi Shlokesh and Rabbi Yochan seems to contradict one another, right? Because Rabbi Shlokesh earlier said that when your suffix awareness is not considered awareness at all, and over here he's saying that a suffix awareness is awareness, right? Because it separates things, Rav Shlokesh Chatos. And Rabbi Yochan yelled that a suffix awareness is awareness, but here he's saying that it's not considered awareness. So which one is it? Bishlam, Rabbi Yochan, look, Kashi, we can answer that up, because Kan Asu Velo Bechol Atar Kula Asu. We can say over here, in reference to the Olivi Yored, they said an uncertain thing is enough of awareness, but they didn't say uncertain awareness in reference to the rest of the din of the Torah. Hachahu Dalok Siva Yediyah Behedya. It's over here in reference to the Olivi Yored that a suffix awareness is enough because the Chiyav for initial awareness is not written explicitly in the Torah. Mivin Ne'elam Hu Deka'asi. It's learned out from and it was concealed from him. Velo Chalot Torah Kula. So they didn't do this by an entire Torah. Like the dinim of the chatas, because it says ohodei love, it says that it becomes known to him. Yediyah mal yasa, meaning it has to be yediyah mal yasa in order to be chayav. Elo the Reish Lakish, but according to Reish Lakish, Adamukim Lake Rabbi Shmuel, instead of going ahead and setting up Dana Kamtar Shmuel, he should say set up to be Rabbi Hakamash Malan. This is telling us to Rishmo lo bo yidia b'tchila. Rishmo doesn't need in the beginning in order for one to be chayev for going into the mikdash when he's tamei. Says Gemara pshita de lo bai. No, it's pashit that everyone agrees that Rishmo doesn't need an initial awareness. Me the lo miyasri le cry from the fact that there's no extra pasuk according to him in order to learn out that vanela the mikhayev al hila mikdash. Rishmo he says that it was concealed from him to teach it. He's going to be chayev the carbon olivieri for concealment of the mikdash. So why would Rishmo find? Why would you have to teach us this? Now the tema we would have thought. If it would have been that Reish Lakish wouldn't have taught this to Rabbi Shmuel, then you would have said, "Ki lesle mikrai." It's only from the pasuk that Rabbi Shmuel doesn't have a source of yidia that you have to have alval mi gemara isle, but he does have it like a tradition. Kamash malan. Therefore, Reish Lakish is telling us that Rabbi Shmuel does not require initial awareness at all. Hadrin alach yidias hatoma. Hey, mazel for finishing the second parak. You know what our minhag is. We said Hajin Alach, so let's take a look quickly in Daf Yud Dalid Amad Aleph Yediyas HaTumah Shtayim Shein Arba. Bam! We are Yotzazan, my friends. Maltzof is in second parak. God willing, we're going to start up with the third. Next time, until then, we're going to stop over here and wish you all a great, great day.